United States ambassador to the United Nations has dismissed now Palestinian refugees' right of return to their homeland. Nikki Haley says issues should be off the table in any future peace talks between Palestinians and Israel. She says the matter should be looked at in the same way as Syrian and Venezuelan refugees. The Palestinians say the issue must be part of any eventual peace settlement. Haley has also claimed a UN estimate for number of Palestinian refugees is inaccurate. She says Washington will resume aid to the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees if it reduces the number of announced refugees. UNRWA says it provides services to about 5 million Palestinian refugees. U.S. has cut its aid to UNRWA from a promised $350 million down to a measly $60 million. Joining us now out of Calgary for more on the story is Mr. Robert Inlakesh, political analyst. Hello, Robert. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, my first question to you, Nikki Haley says the matter should be looked at in the same way as Syrian and Venezuelan refugees. Robert, I mean, Syrians have a country. It's called Syria. It's recognized. You know, it's so do Venezuelans. It's really not a good analogy. I mean, any analogy we've heard Nikki Haley use in the past, it does you know, very little to really address what the Palestinians are going through or their situation or their statelessness under international law.
Well, they've been made non-people by the United States and a plethora of other countries around the world. They've really not been given any rights as refugees. They are supposed to, according to United Nations resolutions, have the right to return and be treated as dignified individuals, but they are not. Instead, they've been expelled from their homeland and have been living in refugee camps, even within their own country. And this is a very different phenomenon when it comes to other refugees from other countries. Normally, they're expelled and they are refugees outside of the country. In Palestine, in the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip, in the Gaza Strip, for instance, the majority of the population, more than 70% of the people living in the Gaza Strip, are refugees. They've all been expelled from their native villages, towns, and homelands. So when we're talking about the Palestinian people, not only do they have the right under international law, and I'm talking about UN resolutions and the rights of themselves as a people to self-determination as well, but they have every single right to ask for things which they have not been granted. I mean, the United States pretends to be some sort of peace negotiator between the Israelis and the Palestinians, whilst taking the side of the Israelis over international law, over the international consensus between countries around the world. It's ridiculous.
And it's funny, she says that they don't have the right to return to their homeland. They shouldn't be described as refugees after a generation. So the first generation, you have a million people that maybe have left in the last couple of years or so, last decade or so. Wait, so they're refugees, but their kids aren't refugees. But Israelis could lay claim after, 400 generations that we were there, 1,000 years ago, so we have a right to that land. They have a right to return, but Palestinians one generation removed don't have a right to return. Is that correct?
Well, that's what they're trying to say. They tried to say that according to our books, that Ashkenazi white European Jews believe in, we have determined that our ancestors may have lived in the land that is called Palestine thousands of years ago, they say 3,000 years ago, and we have the right because we were refugees the entire time and we weren't able to find a homeland. So these white European Jews and Jews of Middle Eastern descent from all over the Middle East and all over the world, really, can claim the right to Israeli citizenship, live in the land of Palestine because of some claim, some religious claim that they have that somehow ties them to this land thousands of years ago. But Palestinians, which have been expelled for the last 70 years, they don't have that same right that people who are not actually connected to that land, who have absolutely zero connection to the land, and claim a connection to a land where they even claim a genetic connection to the land, where even according to their holy books, they're supposed to come out of Egypt, not out of Palestine. They have no archaeological evidence to support that they were in fact there, their ancestors from Europe were there, but somehow the Palestinians, who we know have been living there, let's deny their existence as human beings and deny their rights to return to their homelands. They are not in their homelands right now. They're scattered all over the globe, but they are Palestinians, and they know in their hearts they're Palestinians. They have the culture of Palestine, and they have a right to return to their homeland and live as dignified citizens under that land.
Thanks for trying to help us understand this, Mr. Robert Inlikesh, trying to help us understand. Nikki Haley, political analyst, joining us out of Calgary.